For one thing, Rosdick is looking at higher numbers district-wide when classes kick off August 14th.
We'll bump close to 29,000 students this year and maybe go over that. Our growth this year, probably in the neighborhood of 550 to 600 students.
The district's growing student body is somewhat reflective of the numbers from the Census Bureau, which show the county's overall population rising nearly 13% from 2010 to July of last year to just over 151,000.
That growth is our number one opportunity to expand our base right now. It's also our number one enemy. It's a double-edged sword, but we're pleased that we're growing. Our growing school district really is a sign of a healthy school district.
Exponential growth is reported in the Navarre and Pace areas, but Rosdick says every area, including northern Santa Rosa County, is seeing more students compared to the 2016-17 school year. Add to that the new faces at the front of the classroom.
We had our new teacher orientation. We had about 330 new teachers come to us, and those are teachers that are new to us because of growth and, of course, some that have retired.
Given the number of military families that move in and out of the county, one or perhaps both parents stationed at NAS Whiting Field or Eglin Air Force Base to the east, those families have special challenges and needs that the district tries to meet.
We provide special liaisons for them to make that transition. We try to provide some services above and beyond what we would normally provide for students who are residential. Military families have become quite adept at that, and they have really provided us with a good schematic.
Part of the Santa Rosa District's preparation for the upcoming term has been upgrading the technology in all schools.
Technology is a vital part of what we put in front of children, not just to assist them in their learning, but to teach them how to work in the world of work. We have found that technology is a wonderful tool, but it doesn't ever replace a high-quality teacher in a classroom.
Santa Rosa and Florida's other 66 public school districts are reviewing what the new state education budget means for them. House Bill 7069 provides $419 million for schools. Rosdick says there's much more in the spending plan that he deplores than what he likes.
I believe, personally, it's unconstitutional. It's taking away rights of local school boards to operate their school system the way the elected public has asked them to do. And it's almost arrogant with the attitude we're seeing from our legislators are, we're going to do this. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not.
Rosdick believes the motives behind HB 7069 are far more about economic opportunities through private charter schools than supporting public education. He adds it's also leading to a modern-day version of school segregation.
You're taking dollars that taxpayers have given to public schools and giving it into voucher and charter school programs that do not meet the accountability that public schools do. It is creating a dual system of education in the state of Florida.
At least 16 school districts have either filed suit or are preparing to file against the new budget. The Santa Rosa School Board opposes the plan, and Rosdick says there have been discussions about possible legal action.
They've asked our board attorney to continue to look at it, but I believe they're taking a wait-and-see attitude right now. They would much rather appeal to our local delegation. They're really reaching out and asking them to do their job, to represent Santa Rosa County.
Meanwhile, work continues to get ready for the new school term. Superintendent Tim Rosdick was asked if he could deliver a pep talk to the 29,000-plus kids attending the elementary, middle, and high schools. What would he say?
Be excited. Be ready. Be enthusiastic. You're going to see the continued transformation of the classroom where they will own their learning processes. I would tell students to come to class ready to own their education and parents to do so as well. It is going to be an exciting year.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.